What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A dip it, a sip it, a put it on a lick it, it's ranch!
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm glad it ended with the way it ended.
Oh, yeah, because it's I was clearly talking about ranch.
I like it.
And only ranch.
Did you end it by saying it's ranch?
He did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You might on the nose.
You might have passed out in the middle. But we made it through. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. We are drafting the best foods to dip in ranch on today's show. Jason opening it up with a spectacular scat. Would you rather? What's the difference as well? It's good to be back here, Al Borland in the building.
What's up, Spitwads?
Episode 210. Cowabunga, dude. Very nice.
Thanks, Mikey.
Very nice. Instagram.com/SpitballersPod if you want to support this show. You can go to jointhespit.com and check that out. Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Peyton from Twitter says, would you rather have slightly blurry vision all the time or see everything crystal clear?
Did you toss your hands up?
Yeah,
there?
I mean, normal
status, I think, is
I'm
what he's saying.
Used to having very blurry vision all the time. Even with glasses, my vision is slightly blurry sometimes.
Let me finish it. Crystal clear, but in black and white. So you lose color or you lose focus?
Okay.
That's a good question.
It really is.
Not too shabby.
I mean, I will say, oh, man, that's tough. At the end of days, like when if it's been a long, arduous day, I've been, staring at screens for hours of work, and then later at night, I mean, my eyes just get so blurry and
fatigued.
Tired. Yeah, they're fatigued. And like watching a show on an 85-inch TV is like, this doesn't even look like right. My point is it's a large screen. You guys are laughing at me like I'm doing some humble brag here. Like, oh, I've got such a big TV.
It was so unnecessary.
No, it illustrated.
Check this out. You know, when I get home and I'm watching my big screen at home.
Yeah, you could have just gone big screen.
But no, you had to put the number on there just to let everybody know.
Ain't no 75. I mean, ain't no 80.
When I'm sitting in my massage chair,
I didn't even use my projector as the example here, Mike.
What is happening?
But
you get a little tired.
Also, in addition, yes,
I'm looking into 100. I apologize for the 85.
Right. In addition to my massive television being a little bit uncomfortable to watch,
right.
It's also detail things like that I feel like my eyes can't see as clear as everyone else around me. I'm always jealous. My wife can look at small things and see it clearly, and I can't ever see things. And I feel like my eyesight with glasses is worse than your guys' eyesight.
Probably.
Because of those struggles, would you appreciate crystal clarity on black and white? Everything. Like you could see small things, but it would be black and white.
Man. So again, the alternative here.
What was that movie? Pleasantville?
It was. Yeah, that is it.
Where they get trapped inside and everything it's like the old
1950s. I mean, you'd be living the old I Love Lucy days. I mean, this is Andy Griffith's show for
Lucy!
Life.
Lucy.
Man. But the alternative, I'm describing that I don't feel like my vision is quite perfect.
Okay.
But the alternative is not my imperfect vision. It is actually everything is blurry in life. So can you read in this situation? Like if the alternative is slightly blurry, are you going to ever read a book?
It may be tough.
Yeah, close to your face.
Audiobooks I could read still.
Yes.
Yeah, wait. Can you read a
book? Wait, I have blurry hearing?
Can you read it? When's the last time you read a book?
With your vision now.
I read often. I mean, not whole books. not entire books, but I read.
Not whole books. I take in a few sentences here or there.
Books or the 85-inch TV, which gets more play?
I mean, I'm going to go with the 85 inch because it's so big and expensive.
this whole thing.
When is the last time, and this is totally going to backfire, and obviously audiobooks don't count.
Yeah.
When is the last time you, for entertainment, read an entire book?
I'm halfway through one right now.
No. So I'm asking, when's the last time you finished a full book?
Finished a full book. It's been a while.
I'm also halfway through one. I started one about 10 years ago.
But I was going to say, that's the line. You should always read half a book and keep it on pause and set it out.
But the one that I started, it was just a couple weeks ago, which is very slow for most readers.
You know what they need to do? They need to start coming out with books where you get about halfway through and it ends. And the back half of the book is just blank pages.
It just makes you feel better.
You feel so much better.
It's this massive, thick book. But
yeah.
I read this whole thing.
It's only 50 pages, big
and,
font.
And, you know, then you think you're only going halfway and you finished it. But I have to go the crystal clear and black and white. I couldn't live with the blurry vision all the time. I think that lack of acuity would be a problem.
Now, in your eye, like, There's muscles somewhere in there, right?
Sure.
I don't think they're muscles.
What would you call? How do you look left and right then?
Yeah, there's muscles.
What is controlling the eye?
Yeah.
And I know that there's
eye muscles.
There's got to be, right?
Yes. This should not be a debate on the show. Yes, there's eye muscles.
Okay.
How is your eyeball looking left and right?
That's what I'm asking.
But is that in the eyeball itself? That's not
I don't know.
It's around the eyeball. That's what you're saying? Like around.
I'm gonna find out.
It's got to be in there.
And then, like, I know that the pupil is
maybe it's on the outside.
The pupil, you know, can expand.
The student.
And like, what's doing that? What's making the pupil bigger? How does
body work?
Google, please tell me how.
Why are we getting down into that world?
Because I want to know if I can exercise my eyes.
There are six extraocular muscles that move the globe, but I don't know if extraocular means it's outside.
I would think that means outside.
You're asking if you can do up downs with your
eyes?
Yes,
that's what I'm asking.
Oh, the lights.
Yeah, can you make your eyes buff?
Because your eye is an organ. It's not
right.
You know, your liver doesn't have muscles.
But your heart is an organ too, and that's pure muscle, baby.
Is it?
It's heart muscles. Yes.
Is the heart a muscle?
You're so good at body stuff.
Okay.
Hey, school. Let's figure this stuff
out. Hey, school, help.
Like, there's a lot of important stuff that we're not learning about.
Your heart is actually a muscular organ.
Okay. What about my eyeballs?
Let's find out.
Can they be muscular?
You've been working out that eyeball, man.
That's what I'm asking.
That's a beefy eyeball.
He just wants to know, can he get his eyes buff?
Yeah, and then people notice. You're like, whoa. Those eyes are...
Here's what throws me off. The muscular system is an organ system consisting of skeletal, smooth, and cardiac muscle.
So wait, muscles are organs?
Everything is muscle, not everything's an organ. I don't know how this works. We are going down a rabbit hole of not having knowledge. Final answer, Mike.
I'm going to go, I'll take the crisp black and white.
Yeah, all right, Jason.
Crispy? I'm going with the muscles are on the outside of the eyeball as my final answer.
Okay, all right.
I will go crispy black and white. But it does. I'm seeing a picture now. These muscles are outside the ball.
Okay.
So
good to know.
How does that work then?
They're connected.
They move the, like, when you look left.
Right.
It's so moving the eyeball and to point your eyeball left.
But the point is that there's a muscle there that can be improved.
Yeah, you could get buff outside eye muscles.
Right. Okay.
You gotta work this thing out.
All right.
Look into this.
Jennifer from Patreon, would you rather have to drink coffee right before you sleep or take a dose of melatonin right as you start the day?
Oh, that one's easy.
That one is easy. We might be on the opposite side, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So this is easy for all three of us.
I would be taking the drink of coffee right before I go to sleep.
Absolutely.
Oh, so then this is easy for humanity because we're united.
No, if you take a melatonin works, always. Even if you have just woken up, if you take some melatonin, it might not make you fall asleep tired, but it's going to make you real groggy. I mean, like, taking a Dramamine at any point throughout the day.
Your day's over.
It's toast. I mean, you're going to sleep very, very soon. You won't be car sick anymore, but because you're going to sleep. And, like, caffeine.
Coffee actually drops me. That's one of the reasons why people, like.
You know what? That means you have ADD.
Really?
Yeah.
That math checks out.
I mean, that's why.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
talk to me.
You are the least ADD person that I know. There's
maybe.
No way.
I mean, the thing about, that's why your ADHD is treated with a stimulant, because your body takes it backwards than people who don't have it.
Man, I feel good on coffee.
But yeah, when
and
you
then
wake
it drops
up and,
me hard.
Oh, well, that's just caffeine then.
Yeah.
But like my wife has ADHD, and if she drinks coffee, it doesn't give
her
an energy.
Oh, you're saying it doesn't help her at all?
No.
Oh, yeah. It helps me a ton.
Yeah, okay.
But okay, then when it drops.
That's
when
just
it,
crashing up
yeah,
the caffeine.
Yeah, it's just a caffeine crash.
Yeah, yeah, I can drink a Red Bull at night, and I can go to bed just fine. I mean, I know I'm diagnosed ADHD, so I'm aware of this.
Okay, all right. Well, we all had the same answer, so I'm moving on. Deep Thoughts from the website says, would you rather never be able to feel emotions or never be able to show emotions? Well, I don't know if I get that.
So,
but if you don't feel them, then you're never showing them. Right?
That is. Well, not
Al,
necessarily.
Will you explain to us how this might work?
I think Jason's got it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily.
He hasn't explained it yet.
Well, I was about to. I mean, there are people who don't feel emotions. You know, like the rare, like a sociopath really doesn't feel emotions, but they can convince people that they do.
Right.
They might know what they're supposed to feel. I might not feel sorrow for something you're going through, but recognize logically that I should say, oh, I'm so sorry, or yada, yada. But I don't experience the actual feeling. And that goes in both directions in this question. It's not just, moral issues. This is, you're never going to experience joy. You're never going to be able to.
Ouch.
Yeah, I mean, that. If
But no pain.
That's
no,
also
no
true.
No sadness.
No depression.
Just right in the middle. Just easy street.
You know what? I can't do that one. I can't do it.
Nobody should be able to do that. I mean, that's taking away, I feel like,
life. I mean,
life.
Just put me in a coma.
Yeah,
well,
but on the other side, if like you're on a vacation enjoying it with your family, you're feeling like you're enjoying it, but to your family, you're a blank slate.
But
and
then
you look
just
like
tell
you're miserable.
Them, you just say, no, I'm feeling great.
That's exactly. I just say, no, I'm bad at showing emotion, honey, but I'm
and
having
get to,
a thrilling time.
Yeah, they'll get used to it.
The problem will not be the family. The problem is the outside world that doesn't know you as a human being. I mean, you know,
funerals will be awkward for you.
There are several faces that people carry that insinuate certain emotions or insinuate they're not feeling an emotion, and it changes how people react to you.
Like, I would be very bad at the front row of a stand-up comedian.
Yeah,
that is hilarious.
I mean,
couldn't even show it. I mean, you can't even smile.
If
isn't a smile only come from an emotion?
Well, I mean, an unforced one.
Yeah, you can. I mean, you know, I've been very upset and had to smile at family portraits before, so I know you can smile while not feeling joy. That's for sure.
So you could still do that, though? You'd still be allowed to do that? You wouldn't be feeling it, but you could fake it, right?
No, it says you can't show emotion.
Show it.
Yeah, that's the downside of that side. So you'll never take a picture smiling if you can't show it.
Oh, okay.
You could smile.
Man, I'm confused at the laughing part. Would you laugh if you never felt joy?
No, I don't think if you don't
if you were tickled.
Oh man.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. All
okay.
Right.
So you gotta have a tickle partner.
Yeah.
So a little
the
feather.
Wife gives you a little poke in the ribs
at
when it's
the
funny.
Comic
yeah.
show.
Yep.
Somebody has to.
This is when you're supposed to laugh.
Okay.
Hand me your tootsies.
I really think that living without feeling any emotions. Did you say let those piggies go?
Yeah, yeah.
Set them piggies
free.
How dare
you?
Respect the phrase.
Set them piggies free to do to do. Set them piggies free.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, still going on. It'll go on till the day I die. And hopefully, long after. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Someday your piggies will truly be free.
Yes, free of this world.
If that's the thing that is passed down through your lineage, and that's the only thing.
Ooh.
Are you happy with this?
I'm a little disappointed. Okay. I'm happy with that singular thing.
It would
but I
be
wish.
That.
Oh, my great grandpappy used to say.
It would be that, and it would be seats taken when you're
right.
in the bathroom.
That's right.
But, I mean, that's two things. It's pretty good. All right, Daniel from Patreon. Would you rather die a hero 5 years from now or die a coward in 30? These are just
a coward.
Yeah.
Look, ladies and gentlemen,
But we just said the sentence, what you're known for.
No, but that's when you're alive. When you're gone, you're gone.
Right. Like, who cares?
I know that we, as human beings, we make a huge deal out of this. Like, what? How will people remember? You're gone. It don't matter anymore. It's done. Like, is it really? It's important while you're alive. But then when you're gone, it's not important anymore.
You don't,
it might be important. It might be important to other people.
It might be, but not
to you anymore.
Yeah, not to you.
Exactly.
But I just feel like that.
So, would you rather be around in 5 years and you get the and you're remembered as a hero?
Isn't what you're remembered for?
A statue is built for you. Literally, yeah. They build a 20-foot statue.
Couldn't what you're remembered for impact the people after you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's not
absolutely.
That it doesn't.
Like, your kids are going to either know their dad was the biggest coward ever. Couldn't that just be like it creates an alternate parallel universe where they just become.
It could, but they also know their father because you are alive.
Yeah,
for
but you're
years.
A coward.
Well, you, yeah, but you were a hero and you're gone now.
Here's
I mean,
the
what's
thing.
The worst coward thing that you could be remembered for? Like, you are the first out of like a. School cafeteria on fire? Like, you're the first one out? You're pushing kids out of the way?
It's got to be something that other people wouldn't do. Like, everyone's trying to leave the cafeteria. But what is it that's really embarrassing where, you know, you're the only one? You were...
Man.
You were the coward.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it's something that a lot of other people are getting hurt. And
you're the
don't
first
cause
one
you bailed
out.
Yeah. It's because, look... It's
you shut that door behind
no,
you. You locked it.
You're in you're in the exit row of the airplane, and you lied to the stewardess.
You're not helping.
Or the flight attendant that said, "Hey, are you willing to accept these?" And we all say, "Yeah, sure." But then when it comes down to it, you have to open up the exit door, and you're the first one at the door. How are you not going through the door?
It's like you opened.
Follow
up-
me, everyone.
Yeah, I'll show you how to hit the slide. Me first.
There's a bunch of parachutes, but I'm worried that they might not open, so I'm going to take all of them.
Wait, let me ask the real question about the exit row here.
Okay?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking about this. Is the non-cowardice thing, you're the last off the plane?
That not only is it non-cowardice, it's what you're technically
No, that's what I'm asking.
To.
So yeah. you're agreeing
true.
To let
oh, yes.
every person off before you?
You're okay. agreeing to be the helper.
Let me just say this. But, one, I'm not the captain. Two, that is so stupid. Three, it's actually, I'm going to be in the way of, shouldn't the best way to help people off the plane to be to make room? Like, I will open the door. I will get that door open. I will make sure
the
that
slide
people
is out.
Exit. The slide is out. And then I am belly flopping out of that plane right onto that slide so that you can leave. Like, do I really want to do the thing where I'm like squeezing to the side like, oh, excuse
right.
me, everyone trying to get out because I'm supposed to stand there?
Well, no, the kids will be able to sneak by you that you're supposed to help off.
I'm a pretty big guy.
point are you allowed to leave? Like, what?
What percentage of passengers?
Yeah, or how much fire, how close does the fire have to be before you jump out too?
Because there are three people in that row, right?
Do they all have to stay?
Like, a standard airplane row is middle aisle seat.
That's a good point.
Or middle aisle and window.
Only one person can really help.
Yeah.
Probably the outside. The
probably
aisle.
The aisle. Aisle. Because the first two got to get out of the way so the aisle can...
So do when you're in that row...
You better have a conversation.
Do you need to be having an arrangement with the people in? And what's,
it might be Rochambeau.
The nose goes? The nose plays. You
oh,
just,
touch the nose?
Everyone sits there and touches the nose saying, I am not last.
I feel like window seat opens the door.
And out first.
And out first, okay. Absolutely. Aisle seat is going to stay behind and help people
but
off.
They're the first person in the way.
Well, the middle, he should
they're
really
in
be the
my
first
way
one.
From the aisle. We all need to exit the plane.
I think the people that are in that row, they've already got to open the door. That's a pretty big job.
How many people does it take to one of those open one of those doors?
One.
It's a door.
Yeah, I think you just got to turn the handle. I'm pretty sure.
There's not like two latchkeys that got to go simultaneously?
Ooh, what if one was on the other door, on the other side? Are there's doors on both sides,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just that's,
I think if
that's
I,
pretty
If
helpful.
I jumped out early, I'd definitely go with a line, though. I'd be like, let me see how things are doing out here.
I'll test the slide.
Now, do you bring like a change of clothes?
Oh, so no one knows?
So no one recognizes you as a coward.
Just one of those old mustache disguises.
The Groucho Marx?
Yeah. You get in your own line. You throw that on, get in the line, and then you're out.
Did you see that coward in the exit
row?
Oh, my
goodness.
No, you want to know what I'd be doing? I would be standing at the bottom of the slide helping people off. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Help them off the slide.
Yeah.
Thus fulfilling my duty.
Is that what they mean by help?
Can you imagine if you were the first one to jump off and it detaches the rest of the slide and that's your raft and you're the only one rafting?
Oh, yeah,
in
we're in the ocean and that's my raft. Everyone else goes down.
I'll tell your story. And then you float away to freedom.
That's spectacular. All right, we got to move on. What is the difference, gentlemen?
Okay.
Between a doodle,
mm-hmm.
a sketch,
mm-hmm.
and a drawing. Mm-hmm.
This is one of the easier ones.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree.
Go ahead, Jay.
Well, a doodle is free form from your mind.
Yep.
You're not thinking of any picture. You're not looking at anything. No reference point. In fact, this thing doesn't even exist.
It's just some shapes.
Yeah. I'm not doodling a portrait of you.
You could doodle a stick figure.
Sure.
A stick figure is a doodle.
Stick figure doesn't exist.
That's fair.
So it's a doodle. I think that's totally fine. A sketch.
Wait, so if I doodle a chair, that's not
a,
okay.
Now it's a sketch.
Oh, it became a sketch. And now can't a sketch cannot have color in it, right?
Absolutely not. Then it's a drawing.
Wait, okay. No color.
No color.
A sketch.
Sketch
is,
has to be.
Can you do a sketch in like a red pen?
Yeah.
Singular color.
Okay. But not a paintbrush. You cannot sketch with a paintbrush.
No, of course you can't.
Then it's a painting.
You can't draw either.
It's a fourth
with
category.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that if
can you sketch with a marker? I don't think so.
Oh, man.
How you big, need to be able to erase a sketch, don't you?
How big is the...
That's a good point.
How big is the marker tip? Are we talking fine point?
Fine point marker.
I think with a
Or a Crayola washable.
I feel like if it's a fine... Well, Crayola, now we're in a... the washable, is that a pointier tip?
Yeah, it is a pretty pointy tip.
It's a pretty pointy tip.
The washable ones. I feel like with that point, you can sketch with a fine point marker.
Hmm.
I don't think you can.
A sketch has got to have some erasing.
Because you have the sketch lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you think about, have you guys ever purchased a sketchbook?
Right.
Yeah.
The sketch on the outside is always black and white.
It is.
Okay.
100% of all sketchbooks sell it as a black and white.
See, this one was easy. And a drawing is nice. It's got
nice.
Multiple colors.
Never been a nice sketch out there, ever.
Interesting. Okay. Well, so the doodle, though, has to resemble something that doesn't exist.
That's right.
Easy. All right. What is the difference between silverware, cutlery, and utensils?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, this
one.
Is tough, man. These have been a lot of softballs so far, but we're going to have to dive deep on
okay.
this one.
I mean, step one, silverware.
Got to be silver.
Maybe that is silver.
Yep.
So,
pure 100% silver.
So, Paul Revere, this is his wheelhouse.
Paul Revere was in on the silverware?
Oh, yes, he was.
Is he like a silver miner?
He was a smith. He made stuff out of silver. He also told us the British were coming.
Okay, that's really the known thing, though, right?
No, it's also known that he worked with silver.
I feel like you could pick any historical figure and say they used silverware and then make your point.
No, not use. He made it.
Really?
He made silverware.
Yes.
Okay, so Paul Revere invented silverware.
And Abraham Lincoln once went to the bathroom.
American silversmith, Paul Revere.
Okay.
They were everyday people, guys. It was just like you and me.
So you're saying his occupation, his
yes.
job, is a silversmith. I've
That's
never heard
I'm
of this
saying.
Silversmith before.
Well, because you didn't live in the 1700s.
Did he do the whole the horse ride? Is that a marketing thing for his brand?
I believe a lot of that was played up by the creation of the poem.
Hmm.
And who was the guy that ratted him out? Who was the traitor?
Benedict Arnold?
Yeah, now
that
so
not
that's
Paul
not
Revere.
Connected.
No,
to
I
Paul
know
Revere,
that.
Though.
I know that, but I'm testing something here.
Okay.
Benedict Arnold. What was his occupation? Because you seem to know a lot that
he was in the army. He was a general.
Yeah, he also sold some cutlery on the side.
Yeah, I mean, is this common knowledge that Paul Revere's?
I thought it was.
Not to me. I mean,
all right.
Anything Mike knows is considered common knowledge
yeah.
in Mike's mind.
Well, here's the thing.
Because to him, it's common.
Yeah, I know it.
Utensils feel very much like thrown together.
Can they be plastic?
They certainly can be plastic.
Utensils go way beyond the normal spectrum of silverware. Silverware is forks, knives, spoons. Ooh. Utensils, I mean, right, like if I've got a pizza cutter, is that not a utensil? A spatula.
It is, or like a salad grabber.
Exactly. These are all utensils.
Thank you.
I'll bet a silversmith has a ton of utensils.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe now, cutlery, some to make the silverware.
Cutlery, to me, must involve sharp knives, right?
Well, it does have the word cuddles. Because it cuddles? Not cuts?
No, cuddles.
Okay.
It's cutlery. It cuddles.
Can cutlery be plastic?
I feel like cutlery, you have to be able to do this with it. You act like you're sharpening the knife. Yeah. Thank you.
And it's making a ching ching sound.
I really don't know what cutlery is, if I'm honest.
I think you're onto it. It involves cutting.
It can't be.
It's knives.
Yeah, knives alone.
Yeah.
So cutlery is just pure knives.
Do you have any cutlery? Is that, Al, are you with us
on
this?
That is equivalent to saying, do you have a knife on you?
It is, but fancy.
Maybe a series of them.
If you say, do you have any cutlery, and someone comes out with a butter knife, this
if
is
you're
you,
carving a
you
turkey,
then say, do you have any cutlery,
yeah,
I said.
You said, excuse me, plebe, do you have any cutlery?
Yeah, if you're doing the Thanksgiving, carving the turkey, you don't say, give me the silverware. You don't say, give me the utensils. You say, do you have any fine cutlery?
Yes, right. You do.
That's right.
Okay. What's the difference between a speech, a talk, and a presentation? A presentation must have
slideshows.
PowerPoint.
A slideshow.
Do people still PowerPoint?
I think they do. Now, they do.
Is there a different program?
Oh, they hardcore PowerPoint still.
Does PowerPoint still have a monopoly on the presentation market?
The Apple one. They do the keynote.
Yeah, keynotes
do
really
people
gotten
use that?
Big.
Oh yeah.
They do?
What do you think? What do you think, people aren't doing presentations anymore, Mike?
Well, I thought it was all on PowerPoint.
I also think you can be analog here. You could have an easel with a piece of paper.
It has to have a display. You could.
Just has a presentation without a display. Now we're talking about a speech or a talk.
What did they call the things that used to in school
when
we were
diorama?
No. When you grew up and it's shown the light through the slide.
Oh, the
projector.
Yes.
It's also called a projector, is it? Yep. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
all right. That's a little. Thought I had a better name than that. Whatever. We're
they
just
call them overhead projectors.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's so much different.
Yeah, because
it's an overhead process.
Now, a speech and a talk, what is the line between a talk and a speech? I mean, is a talk very casual? Do you move your hands a lot? And a speech, you have
podium.
To be holding onto a podium?
Podium.
For the speech.
So you can't give a speech without a podium.
You have to have something. At the very least, a microphone on a stand. Like, I feel like you can give a speech with a microphone on a stand.
You need to refer to notes.
If you take the microphone off the stand and you can walk around and have freedom, this is more of a talk.
I feel like I agree. If there's nowhere for your notes,
right,
then it's just a talk, which infers you need a podium, perhaps a table of a proper height.
Now, the one thing that is, I'm trying to really see if a microphone stand is good enough for a speech, but you can't pound it. You know what I mean? You can't hit it. I feel like when you're given a speech.
Oh, right, yes.
You have to be able to hit something.
Can you wear shorts for a speech?
Is that allowed?
Is that allowed?
Oh, no. Well, you're behind a podium, so... Are you in the Bahamas?
No, probably not. They don't do speeches out there.
That's true.
They only do talks in the Bahamas. That's all they allow.
Excuse me, sir. Are you trying to give a speech?
Keep it short, please, and move your hands a lot.
It is implied that you are not wearing shorts, but I think you can get away with it if the podium is big enough.
Flip-flops?
It's kind of the same thing.
It's
a matter of what's your path to the podium. Because if you're coming from, stage right,
you think there's
got to walk across the stage. You got to be dressed nice. But if you're coming straight from behind the podium for your speech, I think you could go flip-flops.
People could see you from the sides. You would have to come up
from
the ground.
It's a very narrow, very narrow room here, Mike.
When the president... When the president speaks to the nation, what is that? From the desk.
Because
they're sitting down.
And is a teleprompter allow it to become a speech?
Yes, that's allowed for a speech.
Yeah, because that's a place for your notes.
Yeah, it's just, same thing.
So do you think there's ever been a president that had absolutely nothing on under the jacket top while they gave one of those speeches?
Like the Zoom meetings?
Yeah.
Probably. You know how hot it used to get in there?
Do you think they'd say, like, watch this? And then they go and they sit down and then they just do the speech?
Yeah, they usually, I think my understanding is when they've done that, they don't go in without, you know, pants on. They take them after they're sitting down.
Right.
They take them off because it gets warm.
It gets a little hot.
Do you think it's a running competition between the presidents?
Who can do the most?
Yeah, who could be the least clothed for a public address?
Now you're just being ridiculous. What is the difference between a disaster, a calamity, and a catastrophe?
Okay.
All right. A disaster feels like it's got to be natural.
That's I don't think so.
I've heard of this natural disaster thing.
Well, let's run through a few things. Let me bring up something that could happen, and you tell me if all three fit or not.
Okay.
A hurricane ravages a coastal town.
I mean, that's a disaster.
That can't be a catastrophe?
No, I mean, it can cause a catastrophe. It could be catastrophic, but it itself is a disaster.
If it's catastrophic, I think it's a catastrophe.
The catastrophe, is
it man-made?
You're saying the catastrophe is the result,
exactly.
And the disaster is the actual thing that's happening?
That's what I'm trying to talk about.
Good earth is a calamity.
A calamity is when something goes wrong, but it's funny.
That's right.
Really?
100%. Yeah. If
when you're not involved, like if you're in the middle of a calamity,
it is a catastrophe.
But if you are on the outside of the catastrophe, and it's funny, it's a calamity.
So like if Jason like rear-ended a car, that would be a calamity to Mike and I that Jason went through.
Yeah, as but long for as, me, it was a catastrophe.
Right. Yeah. Assuming that, and if like Jason got trapped. And then as he got out of the car, his trousers ripped off. Then it would be a true calamity for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, out of curiosity, which of these three would you say hiring Al Borland fits? Is that a calamity?
We're inside of it, so it can't
it's
be
not
a calamity
to us.
More of a disaster.
I really feel this. I think it's a catastrophe.
Brooks, from the outside, is this kind of a calamity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it's funny.
All right, good. Time to
we
draft.
We did it.
We did it.
The Spitballers Draft.
So when we fire him, to him, that's a disaster. To us, it's a joy.
Which means
it's calamity.
A calamity. Yeah. We did it.
Yeah, to his wife, because she's on the outside of it.
Right. So, yeah, that's not
quite
as
the
funny.
Calamity you suffered, husband. Are you going to get a new job?
Now, if like an earthquake takes down the office and he loses his job that way, that's a gray area.
Okay. And for all of us, really.
Yes.
Grave area. Best foods to dip in ranch dressing, which is one of my favorite things to do. In fact, I prefer ranch as a dip to almost any other dip on the planet.
Likewise. I think that there's going to be a lot of things we draft today that... really tough. I'm sitting here with the first pick, and there are things I love to dip in ranch, but I'm struggling between, like, there are some things that I only like or especially like with ranch.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't really like them without ranch. And so that makes the ranch part of this more important, but I don't actually like that thing more than the other thing in the ranch.
It makes perfectly good sense what you just said.
Now, there's going to be a lot of haters out there for this draft, and silence. Ranch.
Okay, all right.
Just saying that the ranch haters out there, it's nonsense. Ranch is delicious. It goes with oh so many things, as you will find out through this draft, and it's great.
Yeah, and I would encourage you, while we tell you shut up, like shut.
No, I said it kind.
Well, yeah, you said a kind. I'm not quite as kind. I'm just saying shut your mouth about anti-ranch takes. But I'm asking them to go further. I'm asking them to change their opinions.
Get in on it, man. It's great.
Drink some ranch.
Well, I don't know about that.
just down some ranch. All right. I'm
out of curiosity, at top of your head, best ranch.
Restaurant. Ranch. I mean, there is no...
I mean, I've gone to some restaurants where I am expecting... House, restaurant, ranch, and I get a dilly ranch. It's very dilly.
Yeah,
there's a lot of dill in it.
I don't like the dill.
See what I'm saying?
You don't want, like, the you know, if you're getting this off a normal grocery aisle, the Hidden Valley, like
gross.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, comparatively.
Yes, it's,
but
still good.
Still better than dry.
Generally
something.
Speaking, at the grocery store, if it comes out of a refrigerated section, mm-hmm. delicious. If it's in the aisle where it can just live for eternity, it's still ranch, but it's not as good.
All right, I was struggling between two things, but I got to go with the Pinnacle, the one that is just the best. It's delicious. I'm taking pizza.
Yes,
in
it is,
ranch.
It is the 101.
Debatable.
Ooh, okay.
It is a little bit debatable.
It is debatable.
I was between two.
Even the man who took the 101.
Well, I know this was my pick, but I debated internally.
Okay. I was between two for the 101, and it was pizza, mm-hmm. and my pick, which is wings.
Yep.
Okay, that's fine.
Wings without ranch are just a shell of themselves. I mean, there's just nothing that makes them like pizza. This is where he struggled.
This is exactly you're
because
seeing
he would
me.
Eat,
I see it.
If I'd eat either one without the ranch, I'd rather eat the pizza without the ranch than the wings without the ranch.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, but
I see it now.
But I do think that they're both right there at the 101. I'm glad I didn't have the third pick. That'd be embarrassing.
Oh, what a bad pick that's going to be. Mike, you're up.
Well, to me, there was the clear top two picks, but then there was kind of their own tier. And so, I mean, I get them both. Number one, we will go with French fries.
Yeah, I had dreams of that coming.
No,
back to
that
me.
Was certainly that was not happening.
And then there's the last one:
chicken nuggies.
Yeah,
baby, chicken nuggets and ranch. Absolutely.
I mean,
imagine being the people who are like, ranch is gross. Put a chicken nugget in the ranch, man. It's delicious.
I think
Mike does tour and promote Big Ranch.
I think ranch is
fine.
Better. On chicken strips than chicken nuggets.
Same, man.
I know it's the same, but I would have drafted strips.
What I get? Do you want chicken tenders, chicken fingers? They're all the same thing.
Well, look, those are great picks. And for not having the first or second pick, you got quite the tandem.
There was a second tier, and I think I got them both.
I'm going with tater tots.
Really?
I'm going with tater tots and ranch. I know the tater tot doesn't really get out much. It should.
It's great.
The tater tot's great, but it's a similar principle as the fries, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's delicious in ranch. So, Jason, you have a couple of picks.
I have
I also might not have enough picks.
Well, we'll find out. A rule I kind of try to live by is if a restaurant offers tater tots or deviled eggs,
yep.
Generally, I try to get them because it's a little bit different. Tater tots are not everywhere. They are very good.
They did it on purpose.
But
they put it on
the
menu.
They're just not everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. They're not like, I don't know how to make deviled eggs. Let's put that in my restaurant.
Yeah.
Or, you know, tater tots they're just so simple. You know they're doing something with the seasoning on those tots if it's at a restaurant.
Or they're just getting them out of the freezer and they're cooking
still
them up.
Still great.
And they're going to be good because they're
great.
Tater tots.
All right. I know my next one. My next one is easy. My next one is onion rings. Onion rings.
Okay, it's on my list.
Are
Andy's list is depleted.
That is one of those items that I don't really enjoy alone.
Sans ranch.
And with ranch, it's elite.
A great time.
Onion rings do need a sauce.
Onion rings do need a sauce. Now this is a tough, precarious situation I'm in. There's a drop-off here.
Yeah, there's a tier break.
There's a tier break. But I have found something that is true, which is when things are fried and they are hot, you put it in ranch and it's just out of this world. So I'm taking mozzarella sticks.
It's on my list. And very, very, it would have been my absolute next pick. If you haven't done this, you got it. They're like, well, would you like marinara sauce? And you go, yes, but I would also like ranch. Mm-hmm. And then you go. You go in the marinara, then you go on the ranch.
I've been there, brother.
You double.
Oh yeah,
man, ranch is great.
Also, I used to give my wife the hardest time about this, but it's just really great. You go because you got the French fries.
Uh-huh.
You go the ketchup, and then you go the ranch.
That's fine.
It's great.
All right, I mean, good picks. Double fried.
Yeah.
Who will step into the
world of plants?
It's going to be me because I'm almost out of items. I'm going to say carrots. Carrots.
Yeah, okay.
It's the numero uno vegetable for the ranch.
Yes, it is.
Other vegetables work with the ranch.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want to eat a plain vegetable.
But carrots and ranch, that's like
It's a thing.
It's a it's its own thing.
And I think a big part of that is the carrot is very conducive to the ranch dipping.
If you eat a carrot,
it holds on
without ranch.
Oh god!
You chew that thing forever. It just turns into
it's bubble gum.
It turns into pieces of fiber in your mouth that will never be satisfied
because your throat's trying to reject it. It's no, man.
Is this a plant?
Yeah. But you put it
trick me that this is not a plant.
You put it in a little ranch, easy peasy.
Okay, I went there.
All right,
I went to the carrots.
I thought you might grab this also fried tasty treat. I will take potato skins.
It was next, and I'm in big trouble. I'm in big trouble for this next pick.
I'm a little surprised because I would have gladly taken carrots had potato skins not been readily available to me.
I thought it would get back to me. I thought you were living in your fry world and you'd let another potato go.
Want you to somehow answer quick enough to where Andy is out. Just out and struggling live in the moment.
All right. Well, with my final pick, I'm going to also delve into the world of produce. It's not carrots, but this is my second go-to when the veggie tray is available. And I will go with the broccoli.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Well, Andy's out of options.
Yeah, let's just throw that away.
Just quickly go through the veggie tray, man.
I interest you in some grapes?
I get away with cheese curds here?
Oh, that was my next.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes, cheese curds. Jeez.
Dang it. That was my next pick.
It's not even on my list.
Jason was going to go back-to-back mozzarella sticks and cheese curds.
Yeah, I mean, it's fried cheese, but it's a different shape.
Oh, it's totally legal. I'm dumb for not having it on my list.
Needed some cheese in my picks.
You know what really, really stinks about that?
Oh, man, they're so good.
Am I back on the clock?
You betcha.
You got to close
it
out.
I'm done.
Okay, so I just wanted
to... Enjoy your celery.
celery
that's all that's left.
No, celery is on my list. Wait. Okay, I'm going to be able to draft this one. This will be fun. I didn't think I'd be allowed because someone would be upset that I took this, even though it is totally a different thing. It's even much further away from cheese curds and mozzarella sticks. But the person that would be upset that I already have this is me. So I'm not upset.
Oh.
I'm taking pizza rolls, baby. We have them all the time in our house.
Okay, sure.
We cook up those pizza rolls, and I do. I mean, those things are nuclear on the inside.
Yeah.
If you don't dip that thing in ranch, you are burning.
You're going to the hospital.
100%. So,
okay, you're going pizza rolls.
And pizza rolls.
Jason got pizza rolls, onion rings, and mozzarella sticks.
I thought you were going to go just straight up a cheese stick because...
Oh.
If you haven't taken
a plain old cheese stick.
If you haven't taken a fresh mozzarella stick and gone into the ranch, you're missing out.
You could do that.
Oh, there's no rules.
I thought that was illegal.
You up for that, Mike. You went with French fries, chicken tenders, potato skins, and broccoli. I got wings, tater tots, carrot sticks, and cheese curds. I do have one more thing popped into my head.
Okay,
and it's a good time. I mean, not surprisingly, but a grilled cheese in ranch is actually.
Oh. Sure.
White.
I have never
delicioso.
Yeah. My list, I had sliders.
I feel like that's a great pick.
Like, I would say a burger.
You can't do that as easily.
You have to get a bite in.
Yep.
You can't take a fully formed burger and start the dipping process because it's too large.
They haven't made dip cups that big.
No, they haven't.
They should, haven't.
Once you're a bite in, as long as you scientifically and strategically place your bites, you can do it.
Well, the better option for that and where I could have gone is a spicy chicken sandwich because those, they start hanging out.
Yeah, yep, you got the
You can
the
start,
one edge.
It's dippable.
Yeah. Man, I could really go for some ranch right now.
Ranch is a good time.
It's a great time.
Anything we missed over there, Al?
Celery.
I do like celery and ranch.
Yeah, and peppers. I really like...
Yeah, jalapeno poppers?
No, not... I mean, those sound like they would be good for
Did
people
who like
Did you
mention something that was
poppers.
Deep fried?
What about calamari? Do you do
Put
that
in ranch?
Oh, what a great Put missing pick. Calamari is so good in ranch.
Just go to the state fair, look around. Everything that is there can go into ranch.
I'll say fried pickles as well. Those are great.
Oh, what about fried zucchini? Let's go. Just pop some breading on something.
We did the
throw it in oil, and then throw it in ranch.
We did the fried Oreos the other day.
Those are very good.
I've never done it.
That's pretty intense on the old body, man.
I feel like you're having a breakdown.
That's a tough time. I mean, it tastes all good and everything, but it hits like a ton of bricks, man.
It's like a deep fried Oreo.
Al did make an interesting point because we drafted a ton of potato-y foods.
Yeah.
Potato skins, yep. Fries, tater tots. Mm-hmm. And then he brought up hash browns. Hash browns and ranch seems like you can't do it.
Illegal.
No. Yeah. Well, because for the most part, it's because they're all stringy. Take a McDonald's hash brown.
Oh, that's a good time.
It's the form factor fits.
I mean, that's a tater tot.
Part of it's the dippableness, smushed. Right? You're
exactly.
Not putting it on top.
I mean, yeah, you can go like, you could dip the fork into the ranch and then eat, and it would be delicious, but it's just...
It's not the same.
It doesn't feel...
Yeah,
right.
We didn't draft salad. Ranch is great on a salad, okay. But that's not a dip.
All right, good point.
What did we learn today?
I learned today that ranch is best with fried things.
Okay. I learned about the whole silversmith thing with Paul Revere.
Yeah, did you not read Giants Remain?
Correct.
See, Mike, we read things, we forget them.
All right.
You remember them.
His hand got stuck together because of the silver. I learned that
his hand got stuck together.
And then he couldn't shoot his gun. I learned that the person who sits window on the airplane, their job is actually to be the first person out.
Proof of concept.
Proof of concept, yeah. I mean,
it's
just make sure it's
everybody.
Safe for everybody. All right, that is it for Al Borland, Judge Giamatti, Jason, Mike, Andy. Farewell.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.